the tickets.
Gig tripping.
So it's time to journey to another part of the world and look ahead to an upcoming concert. And for this, we're heading over to here. Well, as nice as that is, we're not going over to the Emerald Isle for a concert of traditional Irish music. Instead, we're heading over there for a little bit of Phil Collins. So take a look at me now. There's just an empty space. There's nothing left here to remind me. Just the memory of your face. Well, take a look at me now. So that is the one and only Phil Collins there, and he's playing at the Aviva Stadium in Dublin on Sunday the 25th of June at 7pm. Now, tickets are priced from €90 to €144. That transfers to 370 dirhams for the cheapest ticket, up to 590 if you want to be in the best seats in the house. Now, this is going to be Phil Collins' first Irish concert in 12 years, performing all of his greatest hits. Now, Phil made his live return at an event for his own Little Dreams Foundation last year before performing two of his biggest hits at the opening of the US Open Tennis in New York last August, and that inspired him to announce his first headline tour in a decade. He did actually retire from music in 2011, but he recently said that it's time to do it all again. He says, "I thought I would retire quietly, but thanks to my fans, my family and support from rather extraordinary artists, I've rediscovered my passion for music and performing. It's time to do it all again, and I'm excited. It just feels right." So I don't even really need to ask this question, but because I've just seen you guys in here just singing along to the song there. So, fans of Phil Collins?
Absolutely. I think it brings back a lot of memories, whether it's you know, driving around. My parents used to listen to a lot of this music, so that's the kind of memories that it evokes. It's lovely. Everyone, whether you know a song off by heart or, you know, what's the name of that song? When you hear it, you're like, ah, yes, yeah. Phil Collins.
Exactly. He's got those songs that you do, even though if you're not maybe, you don't have all his albums or whatever. There's songs that everybody knows. I think even Marcus, our producer on the other side of the glass, he was singing along to it as well next door. So, yeah, wonderful. And it certainly, for me, evokes, you know, not memories as such, but it just evokes thoughts of the 70s and 80s. Obviously, when he was with Genesis, and then when he did his solo stuff. And elsewhere in the gig as well, he's going to be supported by another 70s and 80s star.
Thank you.
That is, of course, the one and only Blondie. I say the one and only, Blondie is actually a band as well, but, you know, fronted by the woman with blonde hair. I forget her name anyway, but yeah, so she's going to be performing with Phil Collins at the Aviva Stadium in Dublin.
The tickets.
Gig tripping.
And before the news, I did say that we'd be going over to Dublin on Sunday the 25th of June. That's where Phil Collins is headlining, supported by Blondie. It's taking place on at the Aviva Stadium at 7 o'clock. Tickets go from 370 dirhams up to 590 dirhams. So let's hear a little bit more now from Phil Collins.
But I see your true colours shining through. I see your true colours. That's why I love you, so don't be afraid to let them show your true colors, a beautiful, ooh, like a rain.
That'll no doubt be one of the many hits that he's had. He's had so many down the years, hasn't he, that he'll be performing at the Aviva Stadium in Dublin on the 25th of June. Now, if you want to go there, if you want to leave from Dubai to get to Dublin, the easiest way is direct with Emirates. You can depart on Friday the 23rd at 7:15 in the morning, and that'll mean you'll arrive at 5 past midday. That's Irish time over there. So giving you the afternoon to check in and start exploring the city. Coming back on Tuesday, because I think maybe you give yourself a few days before and after the gig so you can explore the city and then maybe explore outside of Dublin as well. You can either have an afternoon evening flight departing at 1:50 in the afternoon, landing at 25 past midnight, or a night flight taking off at 25 past 10 and arriving at 8:50 on Wednesday morning. Now, those flights will cost a combined 4,380 dirhams. Now, I did look at alternative routes where you'd have one change, but I don't think they were actually all that much cheaper, certainly not enough to justify the change and the longer journey. At least that's in my opinion, of course. You know, if you are trying to do it as cheaply as possible, there were different routes where you could maybe stop off in Doha on the way there. You could stop off in a European city and transfer there as well, so you could have a look at that one, but I don't think you'd be saving yourself all that much. That's getting there. But what about when you arrive? Well, what kind of welcome can you expect, and what should be on your to-do list? Now, to find out, I spoke to Alex Culligan. She is our brand manager at our sister station Dubai 92, and she is a very proud Dubliner.
Any event usually that happens in Dublin, you know, all of us seem to get behind it, whether it's a sporting event or whether it's a music event. Everybody's very welcoming. There's a great atmosphere around the city. Restaurants are buzzing. It's a real buzz around the city. It's fantastic.
What would you recommend for people to do? What are the must-see? What's the obvious things for tourists to do in Dublin?
The obvious thing is probably the Guinness Storehouse. Obviously, we're the home of Guinness, so definitely to go see that. It's incredible, beautiful building as well, and the views from the top are amazing. So that's a really good one. We also have a tour called the Viking Splash. So the Viking Splash is a Viking boat, essentially, that is driven around the city. You get to see all the sights, and at the end, it actually drives into the River Liffey, which is amazing. It's a really cool experience and very different and nice way to see the city. Stephen's Green at the top, you know, it's a beautiful park at the top of Grafton Street if you want to do a bit of shopping. Amazing restaurants in Ireland, like especially near the Aviva Stadium as well. It's a fantastic area for eating and going out and whatnot, so there'll be a great buzz there.
I do have to echo her sentiments there on the people. I've been to Dublin quite a few occasions and have always had a great welcome there. Some interesting things that she pointed out to do as well, but some other attractions that might appeal to you include Trinity College in Dublin, Dublin Writers Museum. I went there about 10 years ago when I was in a university and stopped off there. That was really interesting. If you like your parks, there's quite a few there as well. There's Phoenix Park, which is stunning, and you feel like, even though it's in pretty much the centre of the city. You do feel like you're stepping away. You kind of forget that you're in the middle of a European capital city, so that's always nice to go to. There's also the National Botanic Gardens and St. Stephen's Green as well. Lots of monuments as well to watch out for. They've got a monument to Oscar Wilde, the famous author from Dublin. Molly Malone as well, statue for her, one to look out for. But I think everyone always likes to get off the beaten track at some point on a trip. So I also asked Alex for her hidden gems of Dublin.
There's a street, if you're looking for kind of hidden gems regarding food, there's a great street called South William Street, which is just off Grafton Street, one of the main streets in Dublin. And any of the restaurants around there are absolutely fantastic. So they have a lot of hidden gems around there that is really good for eating.
So yeah, plenty of nice eateries as well. It depends on where about in Dublin you are, but by the sounds of it, there's plenty in the obvious places like Temple Bar, but also lots hidden away, like Alex says there as well. You've got some fine dining like Chapter One as well. That's the top rated on TripAdvisor as well, along with Mulberry Garden. You've got cheap eats as well, like Bean Hive, which is like an Irish cafe as well, where you can get a full Irish breakfast. I know maybe a lot of our listeners might be familiar, whether you're from the UK or not, with the English breakfast, but you know, obviously there are a lot of Irish people who are listening thinking, yeah, a nice Irish breakfast to get tucked into as well. So plenty to get across in Dublin. Have you ever been over to Dublin, Michelle?
No, I have not been lucky enough. It sounds absolutely...
On your to-do list?
Of course, yeah, absolutely delightful. And I love this combination that you've done for gig tripping, where you get Phil Collins and you also get Blondie as well, and you get all this history, and it's definitely on the to-do list.
It's a nice mix, isn't it? And Shruti, have you been over to the Irish capital before?
I have. I went for my birthday, actually, last year. And the year before, actually. And I think one thing I would recommend is doing one of the bus tours that they have. Mm. And not the city tours, but they have something like the storytelling tours. Mm. And that's quite great because, you know, there's a lot of Irish folklore. And you basically drive around in these buses and they go to certain areas and they tell you stories about it.
That's lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it happens at night and it's a bit scary.
Creepy, huh?
Yes, but they have them during the day as well, and that's quite cool. And another thing that I went to was the National Leprechaun Museum.
Oh my goodness, really? There's one that's fantastic.
It was amazing. Again, a lot of stories, a lot of walking around and pretending that you can see leprechauns, and it's really well built. And you go to different areas and you see different, you know, leprechaun lore, and you learn about these fairy trees that they have and what they mean, and it's amazing. I would recommend Dublin to anyone who wants to experience a bit of culture.
Yeah, and we are, of course, talking about gig tripping here, where you know you head on over to take in a concert. We're talking about Phil Collins. He's there in about a month's time, and he's got Blondie for support there. But even when you're in Dublin, no doubt you'll come across many an artist, maybe on the street as well. It's known for its buskers, such as this one here, which made its way all the way into a film as well.
And I didn't understand when you reach down and take my hand. And if you have something to say, you better say it now.
That was Glenn Hansard, and he starred in an independent film called Once as well, but he was actually a busker as well before he started, and he used the same guitar, which had a big hole in it, in the film. And he's since obviously become, I don't know if he still busks anymore, but he still goes out and about doing concerts, so he always uses the same guitar with the hole in when he does these concerts anyway. But that's a wonderful film, check it out if you get an opportunity. But obviously it's a place which is known for its buskers, and it's interesting, Alex was actually telling me off air after I spoke to her on the interview, that some of the biggest names to come from Dublin, such as Bono, such as Sinead O'Connor, apparently in December, towards the end of December, around the festive season, they all go and actually busk on this one street, these really famous artists. So it's obviously, you can imagine, really packed. They go there and they busk there. I mean, how incredible is that?
They're just hanging out there.
They just
walking
go down,
down doing
and
your
shopping. You'll see Bono busking on a street in Dublin.
Oh, I love that.
It's quite incredible.
I would just hang out waiting to see if anybody's coming.
The tickets.
Gig tripping.
Twice. Welcome back to the show. Danny and Michelle with you this afternoon in place of Mark and Steph. We're talking all things gig tripping at the moment. So looking ahead to a Phil Collins concert over in Dublin on a Sunday the 25th of June. So something to look forward to in just a matter of weeks there if you fancy it. Before the break, we had a look at flights to Dublin, things to do in the city whilst you're there, getting tips from our ARN colleague and Dublin native Alex Culligan. But what about where to stay? Which area should you be looking in? Temple Bar is probably the go-to area for tourists, but I asked Alex if she would recommend staying there or somewhere else.
It's always nice to go and see Temple Bar, of course, and especially for tourists coming into Ireland. It's very beautiful down there as well, but it is packed with tourists and kind of not a lot of Irish people would go there, or people from Dublin. We tend to socialise outside of there because it is full of tourists, but it's definitely good to go and see. Dawson Street, Harcourt Street, there are other names where kind of it's nice to go and have a look, you know, have food, have drinks before the concert or anything like that. It's a nicer place to go rather than Temple Bar, but definitely to go down and have a look and whatnot. To stay closer to the venue, definitely so in Dublin it's north side and south side. The south side of the city is definitely closer to the stadium, so that's kind of where I'd tend to stay around if you're heading over.
Well, I've been having a look at some places to stay in and around the city centre. If you want somewhere fancy, then the five-star Fitzwilliam Hotel could be the place for you. I actually stayed in the Fitzwilliam in Belfast, and it really is a very, very la-di-da kind of hotel. It has a Michelin-starred restaurant. There's a gym. The hotel's interior is also designed by Sir Terence Conran. The rooms have baths and power showers, anti-mist mirrors, luxurious bathrobes, slippers, and H2O toiletries. They also feature LCD TVs, iPod compatible music systems and free internet connections. For the four nights, it'll set you back around 6,000 dirhams, so it is quite pricey, certainly out of my price range at least. So for somewhere a bit more affordable, how about the Academy Plaza Hotel? It's based just off O'Connell Street, so pretty much based right in the city centre. It boasts stylish air-conditioned rooms with free Wi-Fi and an on-site restaurant and a beauty salon as well, so if you fancy getting ready before heading off for the gig. The modern rooms are decorated in rich colours and feature flat-screen TVs, work desks and marble-finished bathrooms. A basic double there with a buffet breakfast included will cost around 3,000 dirhams. So, Michelle, which one of those two appeals more to you?
I think the second. I like to spend money on doing things when you're on holiday, on the experiences rather than the hotel, even though some hotels are the destination anyway. So if you're going to the Maldives, that's what it's all about. But I think for this case, maybe budget a little bit.
Yeah, I think I'd go along with you there for that one. So what about something to do before the gig itself? Well, Alex told me what she thinks you should do before heading over to see Phil Collins and Blondie at the Aviva Stadium.
Wexford Street, Camden Street, sorry, there is two bars. So one is called Flannery's and one is called Whelan's. Both of them do live music, fantastic food. Even if you didn't want to get food in there, plenty of food venues around. Pop in there for a bit of live music before or after the gig and your night will be sorted.
And what about when you get there as well? Just what is it like to experience a live music event, especially a major one, in a stadium which holds for sporting events 51,000 plus people, so even bigger than for music events? What's it going to be like there?
Anywhere you'll go outside of Dublin, it's absolutely beautiful. It's very countryside, and even if you want to go to the seaside towns with the likes of Greystones or Bray or even Howth, it's absolutely beautiful, incredible. Hopefully there's nice weather whenever the concert's on, because we're not always lucky with that. But no, definitely just anywhere outside, it's a beautiful country. And to talk to the people there, they're extremely friendly, will help you with directions, anything like that. Just they're wonderful people.
Well, that was going to be my next one anyway, was to do what you're going to do after the gig when you've got a bit of time. Do you want to go and explore outside of Dublin? So they're the suggestions. We've had that one early. Let's now find out then what it'll be like when you actually arrive at the gig itself.
They really, really do. They really get behind the artist that's coming, and you know, they're really passionate about music in Ireland as well. And you do, like any concerts that I've been to or even sporting events as well, just the crowd, like, you know, the atmosphere, and like you get shivers when you're there. It's amazing.
So it sounds, is it appealing to you? Is this maybe going over to see Phil Collins in Dublin, Michelle? You've not been to Dublin yet. You know, I know you're a fan of Phil Collins. You've been singing along to all his songs so far in the studio. Is this appeal to you to head over there?
You've convinced me, Danny. You've done a really good job today. I really like it. I think you've covered all the bases here. You know, you're getting a great support act in Blondie. You've given us the expensive hotels, that, you know, sort of something more budget, things to do. I think you've ticked all the boxes today.
I wonder if I'll get any commission then off Tourism Ireland. Mm. But there we go. So I certainly recommend it. But there is only one way to sign off for this then. If you're going to go and see Phil Collins, surely it's all about this song.
I know Stranger to you.